A new play off-Broadway is all about hats, sort of. It's called Crowns, and it tells the story of six African-American women through the hats they wear to church. Jeff London reports.
In 1998, North Carolina photographer Michael Cunningham began taking pictures of women in their hats. His friend, journalist Craig Marbury, thought they should put together a book of photographs and the stories behind the hats. Marbury was curious why so many African-American women wear flamboyant hats to church.
I think it's because it's rooted in the African tradition that says that when one presents oneself before God, that you should be at your best. You should present excellence before the Almighty. And that tradition of adorning the head for worship is a very African tradition.
Even before the book was finished, Marbury approached the artistic director of MacArthur Theater in Princeton, New Jersey, about adapting the stories to the stage.
The women wore long white dresses down to the ankles and sleeves down to the wrists and collars up to the neck. Back then, women had to hide their bodies and cover their heads to show respect for the house of God. So they wore white tams, every single one of them. The little girls wore white handkerchiefs.
The stories that Cunningham and Marbury collected were adapted for the theater by playwright and director Regina Taylor. Taylor's perhaps best known as the Golden Globe Award-winning actress in the television series I'll Fly Away. She says she wanted the hats to tell the stories.
Hats reveal and they conceal. In this case, in the course of this play, we're taking away all these layers in terms of where these women come from, who their parents were, and also beyond their memories to this subconscious memory that's been passed down from generation to generation.
Taylor, Marbury, and Cunningham know these women. Taylor grew up in a church-going household in Dallas. Cunningham in Washington, D.C., where his mother was an evangelist. He says he's seen a lot of hats. And Marbury grew up in Illinois.
I grew up in St. Paul Church of God in Christ. My grandfather was a pastor in Chicago. And there were only three types of hats the women wore back then in my church. Large, larger, and why'd you have to sit in front of me?
You've got to be careful if you're sitting behind a hat queen. Over the years, you learned the ways to keep your hat on your head. Don't let people touch the hat. Don't let people knock the hat.
Amen.
Don't let people hug too close. Mm-hmm. Those are the hat queen rules. Don't break them.
Crowns takes many of the stories in the book virtually right off the page, like the one attorney Beth Hopkins told Craig Marbury.
I think her description just gave me chill bumps. And I'll just read briefly. She says, back when I was a little girl in Petersburg, Virginia, I thought hats had a mind of their own. Every woman in our church, Nazarene Baptist Church, wore one. Big women wore big hats with big crowns and big brims. Little women wore little pillbox hats. I'd sit next to my mother and watch all the hats in front of us express themselves. If the hats liked what the
preacher
said,
saying,
they'd bob up and
down.
It
would bob up and down. Ow, 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 ow. If a hat liked a song, it would sway from side to side. Mm-hmm. If a hat thought you were talking too loud, it would whip around in your direction. And if a hat was really angry with you, it would dip its brim just above a mother's eyes.
Playwright Regina Taylor took the more than 50 women in the book and created six composite characters. She tells their story over the course of a Sunday. The audience sees the women attend a morning service, a wedding, a funeral, a baptism. Five older women are joined by a visitor.
We have a young woman from Brooklyn who has been sent down south to live with her grandmother, Mother Shaw. And Mother Shaw is taking her inside of this circle, inside of these women's lives. And in the course of doing that, this young woman is being indoctrinated, is being baptized in this history. And she's changed by this experience of finding out about these women. through their hats.
Photographer Michael Cunningham says this mirrors his experience taking pictures for the book. There are many photos of women in their 40s and older, but very few of women who are younger.
I think if younger women really realize what these women had to go through just to be able to wear a hat, not being able to go into certain stores and buy hats that they wanted, and not having, you know, the capital, the money, to afford a nice hat. I think if they really realize that it's more than just sitting a pretty hat on top of your head, that a lot of them would respect it more.
Playwright director Regina Taylor says it took her a while to appreciate the hat culture herself.
My mother wears hats, and only recently I've started wearing hats, and I think that's totally the influence of this play. And I found a connection with my mom in that, too. The last time I was home, and she was taking me through her closet and introducing me to some of her hats, which I wanted to take with me.
When they were working on the book, photographer Michael Cunningham and author Craig Marbury learned that most women own more than one hat, a lot more.
As I interviewed them, I would ask, how many hats do you have? And on average, the 50 women in the book own 54 hats each.
Crowns by Cunningham and Marbury is published by Doubleday. Crowns, the play it inspired, is currently at the Second Stage Theater off Broadway.
She owned about 40 hats. Wore them religiously, couldn't wait to see which one she chose. Fur hats and straw hats and velvet hats and, oh, you name it, and I liked them all. Except for one. She had this fox hat that had the fox's head still attached. And its eyes were wide open. Wide open. Oh.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.